Health and Fitness Show on WGXC 90.7 FM. My name's Ed Furtick. You know, I've been involved in personal fitness for a long time, and I'm hoping to share some of that with you today and every day. So we always have great guests on the show, and today's no different. We have Lucas Cohn, who is a PGA golf pro.
Yes, sir.
Lucas is the owner of the New York Golf Park on Route 9H in Greenport. So welcome to the show, Lucas.
Thank you so much for having me. Ed.
Okay, you got to move close to the mic, Lucas.
Okay.
All right. So, Lucas, our listeners are interested in finding out if golf can help them get fit. So what's the answer to that question? Is golf a game that can get a person fit?
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to get you outside in the sunshine, get you moving, all the muscles in your body. The golf swing actually, when done properly, you utilize every single muscle in your body. So, you know, a lot of times people going out to the driving range to just, you know, whack a couple of balls, sometimes they're doing it just for fun. Sometimes they're doing it to really practice and try to get better. And a lot of people do it just to get out and get some exercise.
Okay, now, I'm not a golfer, but from watching golfers, I imagine there's a difference between the golfer that is carrying their own clubs quite a long ways, walking from one hole to the other.
Right.
As opposed to someone who's riding in a car.
Correct.
So I imagine, listeners, if you want to use golf as a way to get fit and you don't cut those corners, you can burn some calories because you have to walk fairly long distance.
Absolutely.
And there are hills.
Yeah, you know, there's different courses, especially here in the area. There's some courses that are very flat, like Meadow Greens, and then there's courses that are really hilly, like Copaic. So if you are a person that likes to walk and carry your bag, obviously you're putting anywhere between, you know, 20, 30 pounds on your back and walking up and down these hills. Or you can take a pull cart where it's not as stressful, but you're still walking up and down the hills. And, you know, you're in a typical round of golf, you could be walking anywhere between 2.5 to 5-6 miles.
Well, that's a big distance. And as you said, sometimes you're walking uphill. So that's got to burn some calories. And how much does a typical golf club weigh?
A typical golf club, a driver probably weighs 1.5 to 2 pounds. And an iron probably weighs, you know, 3 pounds, maybe a little more.
Okay, so in a beginner golf game, you're probably taking how many strokes in a game?
Well, the putter is probably taking up half your strokes, but when you swing the club properly, like the way that I teach at the Start to Finish Golf Academy at the New York Golf Park, is I teach the fundamentals of the game, and I teach people how to grip the club properly and how to stand with athletic posture. And then one of the biggest things that I teach my students is how to finish the swing in balance. So when you finish the swing in balance, you rotate your entire core and you finish high with your hands up above your shoulder. You rotate your hips at the target and your lead foot has all the weight on it and your trail foot would be up on a toe, on its toe. So you literally have 99% of your weight transferred from back to front as you swing.
So your back foot is, the heel is coming up, but the foot isn't actually moving.
Correct.
Okay. So, and the reason I brought up the weight of the club was, I'm guessing that a beginner golfer would probably swing one club or another 100, maybe 100 times in a game.
Yeah, easily.
And it weighs a few pounds.
Easily.
So I think some people have the perception that golf isn't really an aerobic activity. But hey, if you're walking a few miles every game and you're going up hills and you're carrying heavy clubs, because even the most modern clubs, a whole bag are pretty heavy.
Yeah, where you should really start, though, at the driving range.
Okay.
So what's that?
What do you need to get started at a driving range?
Well, at the New York Golf Park on 9H, just south of Claverick there, it's right next to Bryant Farms, I always have, there's clubs there, and it's always open from sun up to sundown, and even when we get a little hotter, I'll turn the lights on, and we'll be open till 10:30 at night.
Okay.
But they don't even need clubs. Their clubs are there all for lefties and righties. There's drivers there. There's irons there. But the way somebody should get started is you should just go there, put the ball on a tee, because when you put it on a tee, you make it easier, and just try to swing very smoothly, not try to kill the ball. And it's really important that you try to aim at a target. If you go onto the golf course without doing that a few times, you're going to be out there for a really long time. You'll probably get frustrated. You might not want to do it. But if you start out properly and you learn the fundamentals and you just go to the driving range and you start hitting small shots at a short target and you start hitting it, you achieve an element of success right away. And then that will get you going. And then you move up to longer clubs and bigger swings and you still try to aim at something, because when you're playing golf, you're trying to get it in the hole, obviously.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So people go out there and just start whacking the ball as far as they can.
Now, the beginners, they're going to the golf range.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning how to hit a golf ball. When do they get to a certain point where they say, you know what, I want to own my own golf club to take to the driving range? So what kind of golf club would you buy if you wanted your own?
That's a really good question. I sell clubs at the driving range for children all the way to seniors. And the golf club technology now has changed dramatically. And for beginners, they have what they call game improvement clubs, where the clubs are actually perimeter weighted quite a bit, so that if you have an off-center hit, it still goes somewhere. The shaft of the golf club is the engine of the golf club, where, you know, a youngster isn't going to swing it as hard. So the clubs are very light. They have graphite shafts. And, you know, a stronger junior or a young man or even some stronger ladies can use a steel flex shaft in the irons. And those are heavier and they're made for people to swing harder.
Okay.
Now, for women and older people, seniors, they would also have graphite shafts, and they flex more. They're more flexible, and they actually kick at impact to actually give the ball a little more pop and more distance.
Interesting. So let's say I want to begin learning how to hit a golf ball, which I've tried. Mm-hmm. And it isn't that easy, especially if you were a good baseball player. And I was a good baseball player. And I want to, my inclination is to swing the bat rather than the golf club. It's a totally different thing. But, okay, how much do I have to spend besides golf club? What do I need to go to a driving range? And
I mean, you don't need anything. There's a golf ball vending machine there. You put a couple bucks in the machine and you get a bucket of balls. The clubs are sitting right there. So I know people say that golf's a really expensive sport. To get started, it's really not that expensive.
Okay, so let's say the reason a person is going to a facility like yours is to eventually go to a regular golf course.
Right.
And although they may still go to the driving range to perfect their stroke. So what does it cost to play golf on a golf course in Columbia or Greene County these days?
It depends on the golf course, but anywhere, you know, if you're just starting out and you're playing 9 holes, anywhere from $20 to $40. For 18 holes, anywhere from $40 to, you know, $65, something like that.
Okay. And is it cheaper to play during the week or?
Yes.
Okay, so
and afternoons, typically there's a twilight rate. If you go out after like 2 or 3 o'clock, it's mm-hmm. cheaper then. Prime time is typically, you know, Saturday and Sunday mornings and holidays.
All right. Well, folks, if you want to get fit and have some fun, golf is a way to do it. As we just mentioned, you're walking along the golf course, you're walking uphill. You're covering quite a bit of distance. You're carrying your golf clubs, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
rather than riding in a cart. You're swinging a club that weighs a few pounds, about 100 times.
Yep.
So anyone who tells you you can't get fit playing golf, they're wrong. Well, thanks for listening to Soul Train, and we're going to be going out now. Thanks to Lucas Cohn of the New York Golf Park, Route 9H in Greenport, for being here. Thank you so much, Lucas. And
if you want to check out the website, it's nygolfpark.com. and starttofinishgolf.com. And we're also on Facebook. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Lucas.